horse racing at the Sonoma County Fair, and we decided to go straight to the experts when it comes to the races. Dennis Miller is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning to you.
You have been doing this for a long time, haven't you?
I did. I'm 56 now, and I hit my first $100 plus exacta when I was in fifth grade.
Okay, so you've been at it quite a while. And, you know, I have to, before we start talking about today's specific races, Dennis, I want to mention an article that was in the Press Democrat this morning about the decline in interest in horse racing around the state of California.
It's not a decline in interest as much as it's, well, to be brutally honest, warring factions of ownership groups. Horse racing's gotten to be somewhat of a very selfish industry, whereas the county fairs, the Northern California Fair Tour, those guys all work together. We all love horse racing. We all love the sport, but higher-ups want all of it for themselves. And so it's more of a warring faction than it is actually decline in interest. I mean, in Pleasanton this year, the handle was actually up 6% over previous years. So the numbers say that the interest is there. We all have to get on the same page.
Yeah, some people say it's because of the fact that people can gamble just about everywhere now. That it's not, you know, it's not just the Sonoma County Fair that you can gamble, even when it comes to horse racing.
No, you can do it online, that's for sure, and on the internet. We still get a piece of that kitty, though. So, but if more people are gambling even online, then the interest is still there. The thing that they miss is the excitement of actually being out there and watching the live racing in front of you.
All right, what is your winning percentage? And you can, you know, I mean, nobody's going to really, you know, quote you on this, Dennis. So how accurate have you been able to be over the years?
Well, first off, I make a living doing it, so that ought to tell
you
something.
That's one thing, yeah.
And I live in Pleasanton, so take that for what it's worth. You know, horse racing is a lot like baseball in terms of success percentage. Like, if we hit 30% as handicappers, we're doing well.
Okay.
And the thing I tell people is it's not how many races you win, but how much money you win at the end of the day.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, can you help us win a little money today? What does the racing setup and the horses look like on this opening day of the fair?
Well, you know, I've got two horses that are going to be favorites that I really like, and then I'm going to take a chance in the feature race of the day and try to beat the favorite. In the second race, there's a horse called Good Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The barn is very solid. The trainer's father actually owns the horse, and they're very good at how they place their horses. They're relatively new in the grand horse racing scheme, but they've been very successful. So Good Stuff in the second, and Effendi in the eighth, the last race of the day, is another horse that probably will be the favorite, but that'll send everybody home with a winner, and that's what people want, is they want to end the day. Now, in the seventh race, there's a horse running called Sheer Flattery. This horse was actually on the Kentucky Derby trail earlier this year, and now the horse is running on the turf for the first time. I don't know if it'll handle it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the favorite, so I'm going to try to beat that horse with Administer in the seventh race, who I think is going to get a great trip probably at a pretty good price. So Administer in the seventh, Good Stuff in the second, and Effendi in the eighth are my top three selections today.
I kind of miss Russell Bayes, don't you?
Yeah, I, you know what? He was such a tremendous ambassador for the sport.
Indeed.
So, a great rider, sure. But what he did for the sport of horse racing and how he interacted with the fans and the kids is, I think, where we miss him the most. I mean, from a handicapper's perspective, it makes it more interesting because we've got to worry about other riders and other horses. Now, when Russell was riding, you could just
bet on Russell.
In the top three. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice to see him being inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame earlier this year.
Yeah, he is just a first-class person. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He deserves all the accolades he's ever gotten.
Well, Dennis, let's talk about how to get educated at the fair about horse racing.
Okay, so every day of the races, we have a daily handicapping seminar where we break down the card and we give you our top selections. And we try to explain how to bet and how to wager. And then afterwards, if you don't understand what you're doing, you can come up and talk to us, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions. And those are at 11:30 in the morning on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then at 12:30 on Fridays because we have a later post time.
That's right, a little bit later on Friday. And horse racing is a little bit broken up this year at the fair. It's going to be today through Sunday, and then the right. same schedule for next week. And then after the fair closes, there's going to be horse racing post-fair.
Right. We have the last 3 days, August 18th, 19th, and 20th, which is the final 3 days. There's no fair going on. And that goes back to exactly the point I was making earlier about the warring factions. It's ridiculous that the race dates are issued when the fair's not going on. But you know what? We make the best of it. We're glad to have those extra 3 days. We turn it into a party, and it's a big event. We actually had good crowds last year, so we're looking forward to those last 3 days. Do we wish the fair was taking place? Absolutely. Is that going to stop us from putting on a good meet? Nope, not at all. We're going to have a lot of fun those last 3 days.
Well, Dennis, we're going to check your picks for today because we'll have you on tomorrow morning as well to talk about Friday's racing at the fair. Thanks for being here, Dennis.
My pleasure, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, that's Dennis Miller, horse racing handicapper and the speaker at the Daily Racing Seminars.